A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. That day the branch of the Lord shall be beauty and glory, and the fruit of the earth shall be the pride and adornment of Israel's survivors, those who are left of Zion and remain of Jerusalem shall be called holy, and those left in Jerusalem noted down for survival. When the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughter of Zion and cleansed Jerusalem of the blood shed in her, with the blast of judgment and the blast of destruction, the Lord will come and rest on the whole stretch of Mount Zion, and on those who are gathered there, a cloud by day and smoke, and by night the brightness of a flaring fire. For overall the glory of the Lord will be a canopy and a tent, to give shade by day from the heat, refuge and shelter from the storm and the rain. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 5 to 11. When Jesus went into Capernaum, a centurion came up and pleaded with him. "Sir," he said, "my servant is lying at home paralyzed and in great pain." "I will come myself and cure him," said Jesus. The centurion replied, "Sir, I am not worthy to have you under my roof. Just give the word and my servant will be cured. For I am under authority myself and have soldiers under me, and I say to one man, 'Go,' and he goes. To another, 'Come here,' and he comes. To my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, "I tell you solemnly, nowhere in Israel have I found faith like this. And I tell you that many will come from east and west to take their places with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob at the feast in the kingdom of heaven." Gospel of the Lord. It has been my experience, and probably yours as well, that preparing for a large family group to a holiday sit-down dinner requires much care. We will try our best to meet individual needs, we say to ourselves. No questions asked, no preconditions met. So, for instance, little Amy, who is 3 years old, will need a booster seat and her parents seated on either side of her, preferring not to have to set up a special kids' table, which would exclude the children. Uncle Joe, who is over 300 pounds, will need a chair with no armrests so he can better fit up to the table. Grandpa John, on the other hand, will need armrests so he can ease into his chair and out again. Bill and Mary, who are the hosts, we'll want the places close to the kitchen so to better serve everyone. Kathy, who is left-handed, will be more comfortable on the end. Grandma Betty, who is in a wheelchair, will need a large space accessible to her with no chair. Uncle Dave, who has just had an eye surgery, will be most comfortable with the windows behind him. Cousin Pete just broke his leg playing football, so he needs a place where he can maneuver his cast and prop up his crutches. And so on and on. Everyone will have a comfortable place at the table, and they will all look for their place cards and be seated, and the dinner will be a huge success. Today's Advent Gospel is about a healing. Jesus taking great care for some very special needs, the needs of a slave and of his Gentile master, and therefore neither deserving any Jewish assistance whatsoever. But the healing is not the main issue, I don't think. Jesus simply uses the occasion to lead us to the heart of the matter. All will be welcome at the banquet. Male, female, Jews, Gentiles, Arabs, weak, strong, healthy, wounded, saints and sinners, friends and foes, free people, slaves, imprisoned people, young and old, undocumented, teens, and all in between, all from north, south, east, and west, no questions asked. All will have a personally suitable place at the table with their name there, and they will know where to sit. It's the banquet of the kingdom to which we are all invited. This Advent, we wait in hope for all of that which is yet to come. But in the meantime, God intends for us to experience some of the banquet right now. You and I can continue to assure those in our midst who are wounded spiritually, emotionally, and economically, those who doubt God's love and who are not sure that they will have a space at the table. But we can do more. We can relieve the pain and suffering as Jesus would want us to do. The ancients who heard the words of the prophet Isaiah, today's first reading, knew all about this. For over all, the glory of the Lord will be a canopy and a tent to give shade by day from the heat, refuge and shelter from the storm and the rain. They hoped for a Messiah who would do this. Jesus came and showed us the way. But it is up to us now to provide this space at the table, this canopy, this shelter and refuge for all whose hope is languishing.